not cleaning out your locker in February, but is this week maybe a little bit easier, knowing that the hardest part might have been the Packers loss, or no?
You know, this week's never easy, especially when you're ending it so early, but, you know, this is a tough business, and, you know, we didn't get it done this year, and I think everyone's kind of frustrated and upset about it, and, you know, when you come off to a good start like we did, and you kind of just skid out of control, it's one of those, you know, what was the problem, and you can never really put your finger on the problem, so it kind of drives you nuts, but, you know, you got to evaluate a lot of things, and you know, you got to start with yourself and come back in April ready to roll.
Does it take you a while to get to that spot after today?
Yeah, of course it does. I mean, it's one of those, you know, constantly wondering what went wrong with such a great start, and you just never, like I said, you can never really put your finger on what the problem was, and you know, and then you go out and you play the Bears like we did yesterday, and it's just, why couldn't we have done that all year? You know, and it's just, it's frustrating and it's maddening at the same time, but you know, it's the way this game is, so we got to go back and take a look at ourselves, and we got to get better.
How would you evaluate yourself this year?
You know, thought I did well. There's things I want to take back, things I wish I could do better, and you know, one of those things that's just, you know, it was a good year for everybody, I guess, but you know, not good enough, and you know, I think everybody wants to have something back, and it's just, you know, you don't ever want to regret something, and it's kind of at that point where you're kind of like, wow, I really regret a few things, and you know, learn from it, get better, come back ready to roll.
How long do you dwell on that question of what went wrong? You said trying to put your finger on it.
I'll dwell on it till April. I mean, it's just, it's frustrating because you go out and you watch other teams play, and you, there's teams in the playoffs that we beat, and there's teams that we could have beat and we should have beat. But coulda, woulda, shoulda gets you nothing in this league. So, you know, at the end of the day, everyone's got to come back ready to roll.
Do you watch the playoffs?
Of course. I love football. Why wouldn't I? Except for Ohio State. I won't watch them anymore. I'm done with that. They broke my heart.
I know personnel decisions have nothing to do with the guys in the locker room, but what did you like or learn from your short time here with Adrian?
He runs hard, and, you know, I wish we could have had him out there more, but, you know, that's one of the things about this game is when you get hurt, sometimes you just can't go. And you know, looking back, I think if we'd had him, a lot of games would have been different. But, you know, it is what it is. It's the NFL.
Crazy to think 7 different offensive line combinations.
Yeah, I mean,
16 games.
I mean, that was one of the things we kind of struggled with all year. And it was one of those, you know, a lot of guys became men real quick. And, you know, they didn't have a choice. And proud of the way those guys stepped up. You know, a lot of guys stepped up this year, filled roles that they didn't expect to have to do, and a lot of guys got moved out of position. And you know, the one thing about that group is everyone played hard all the time. You never questioned their effort. You know, they gave you what they had, and for that I'll always be thankful. And a lot of guys really kind of made a name for themselves, and it's, you know, proud of that group for what we went through.
Alex, you obviously chose this team thinking they had a good shot at the Super Bowl and what have you. How much does that compound the frustration and just everything that happened?
Well, I mean, I don't think that really compounds it. I mean, I think as a whole, you look back and you think, God, we had so much talent and we had so much going into this season, and, you know, injuries kind of plagued this team, and then a lot of it just kind of became playing catch-up, and you know, it's the way it was, and this is my team, and I'm proud of the way guys played, and you know, I wouldn't ever second-guess my decision to come here ever.
Alex, with all those injuries, you talked about guys stepping up and giving it the effort. Did you take on more of a teacher role than you anticipated? I mean, kind of getting some guys up to speed who hadn't
I think a lot of guys did. You know, I think a lot of guys had to mature a lot faster than they probably would have expected. And you know, it was fun to kind of play with a lot of different combinations. But at the same time, after a while, it just kind of wore on guys. But that's not an excuse. You know, if you're out there, you're expected to play 100% and get the job done. So, like I said before, I'm proud of the effort everybody gave. Nobody ever slacked out there. Everybody gave everything they had, and that's something to be proud of.
Alex, when you talked a minute ago about you regret a lot of things about the season, what are some of the things that you regret?
You know, my own play. You know, there's times where maybe being such a loose cannon sometimes got me in trouble, and, you know, maybe I got Sam hit too much, or, you know, you look back and you think maybe if I'd have just got that one block, maybe it's Springs, you know. The one block that I regret the most this year would have to be in Washington. We ran a reverse to Thielen. And, you know, I blocked the linebacker, but I saw the corner traveling with him. And I just think if I'd have dove and gotten his way, Thielen would have scored for sure. And, you know, things like that, you know, it's it's a cruel, cruel business, but it'll just sit there forever and kind of haunt you for a while. But at the end of the day, we know we got to play better.
Is that kind of what happens when you lose a lot of close games? You go through all those little moments?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Howie Long told me a long time ago, this is a brief existence, but it's a tortured existence, because it'll just keep you up all night thinking about what if I'd have done this, or, you know, there's times where you think maybe if I would have just maybe changed this, and it's just the tiniest things will drive you nuts.
Alex, you know the line, I'm sure, will be in the spotlight again moving into next season. Do you feel like that the mindset of this group after everything I went through this year is, you know, equipped to kind of rise to the challenge?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think they're going to put the best players they can in that room, and you know, I'm excited to see what we do going forward. But, you know, it's going to be on us to kind of accept that role and accept that challenge and really stand up to it.